For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line podcast network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. Subscribe to the Hit That Line podcast network. Y'all ready for this? This is the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast presented by Weichert Realtors, the Griffin Company.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
He is a loathsome, offensive brute. Yet I can't look away.
This is the business we've chosen.
This is like catching a big brown trout on the White River. I've always wanted this. Give me the hogs, Chuck.
Hey, welcome in. Glad you're here as we start a new week on the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast presented by Weichert Realtors, the Griffin Company, brought to you in part by the Bet Saracen app. Hope you had a great weekend. Man, there's a lot going on. The Razorbacks played. There's stuff going on this week. The Kentucky Derby, and we're going to get into all of it as we move into the new week. New month, whole new deal. Spring has sprung. And it feels that way all across the natural state. All right, we got to start with baseball. Razorbacks went to Kentucky, dropped 2 of 3.
When you look at the series, we didn't play great. We didn't hit. We didn't pitch very good after Friday. You know, they just beat us.
I watched it all over the weekend, or at least most of it, kind of like the rest of you. Felt pretty good after Friday night. It was impressive the way the Razorback fans took over their ballpark. And then Hagen Smith pitched another gem. The Razorbacks won the ball game, and I'm thinking, well, surely they're going to win one of these next two games, and the Razorbacks are going to find a way to win this series. But it didn't quite work out that way. Kentucky jumped on them early Saturday, even the series. Not totally surprising. I mean, Kentucky's good. They're a top 10 team. They're battling for the SEC championship just like the rest of us. You can't take anything away from them. But then we get to Sunday, and Kentucky jumps on them early. You know, they got to Molina. Molina, kind of like Tigard on Saturday, had trouble throwing strikes. Fell behind. His pitch count got way up early in the game. Hogs were behind. They knew they were going to have to whittle away. Their bullpen wasn't quite as good yesterday as it has been. Didn't completely shut them down. And that's most of the time what you have if you're going to come back and win the game. Problem was, Arkansas got guys on. They just couldn't drive them in.
We had at least 11 left on, and you know, the first inning, everything started with two outs. They got a couple outs quick, and then he walked a couple. Our guys did a good job making throw strikes, got his pitch count up in the first a little bit, which was good to see. And then we didn't get the big hit. And then they scored an 0-2 count on a hitter. He throws a fastball up, and he clubbed it up into the wind. It blew out of the park barely, and you know, saw ourselves down. But we had a couple of chances to score a couple of runs. We didn't get the big hit. You know, most of the time it was with two outs. A couple of times it wasn't, but we didn't get it. Bottom line, we didn't get the hit.
So 2 weeks remain in the regular season. Arkansas's got Mississippi State at home this weekend, and then they close it out at Texas A&M. You look at the standings right now. Razorbacks are 40-9 overall, still in a very good spot to be a national seed. 17-7 in the league, a game up on Texas A&M. Now they're a game back of Kentucky now. In the overall standings, they're tied with Tennessee in the overall race, the Razorbacks are. Both of them a game back of Kentucky. Now, Arkansas plays Mississippi State this weekend. Mississippi State's playing well. They took 2 of 3 from Alabama over the weekend. They're 14-10 right now in conference play. Third place in the West. There's still work to be done. Arkansas's got to get better starting pitching beyond Smith. You know, Smith's one of these guys that can go out and pitch 6 innings and get 14 strikeouts. These other guys aren't. I think sometimes Tigard and Molina are trying too hard to strike guys out. I realize strikeouts are a big part of it. I'm not minimizing that. But they're not getting ahead in counts. And when you don't get ahead in the count, not only is it difficult to strike them out, it's difficult to keep them off base. That's kind of the spot that they found themselves in on Saturday and Sunday. I think more than anything, when I look at this team and I look at what's happened, where they've played, how many games they've played over the past 2 or 3 weeks, I think they need a couple of days off. That happens in a baseball season. I think it's good. There's no midweek. You don't play till Friday. Heal your body. You know, let your body rest. And let your mind rest a little bit, too. You know, I was thinking going into Kentucky. They played that home series, and then they played two games against Missouri State. They played a night game, and they played a day game. Tuesday night, Wednesday afternoon. You play on Sunday. Monday's an off day. You play Tuesday night. You play Wednesday afternoon. You travel Thursday. You play Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I know they're kids, and I know that they all hope to play pro ball one day and hope that they'll have the chance to experience the real day-to-dayness of baseball. But they're not there yet. But I wondered, going into the Kentucky series, would all that have an effect on them? I can't help but wonder if maybe yesterday that wasn't the case. I'm not talking about Friday or Saturday. I'm not taking anything away from what Kentucky did on Saturday. But I did wonder at times yesterday, are they tired? Are they mentally worn out? Not necessarily physically tired, but are you mentally fatigued? I think they are. I think a couple of days off is just what the doctor ordered. Hey, I want to talk about the Razorback women's golf team. They're competing at the NCAA Regionals in Las Vegas as we speak. But first, I want to visit with those of you who are buying or selling a home and recommend my friends at Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company, my partners. You know, I can speak from experience. I partnered with them to buy a home, partnered with them to sell that home, buy another one, sell the next one. You know, as you move through life, that becomes at least times part of what you do. You want someone on your side of the table that understands your situation, knows your needs, knows your history. As a home buyer, knows your history as a home seller. All that's important. That's been my experience at Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company. They've been my partners every step of the way. And ultimately, we got from contract to close. And that's the bottom line when you're talking about a real estate transaction. They've got offices in Northwest Arkansas, Washington and Benton counties, Fort Smith, Branson. You see their yellow signs all over town. They've got a wide selection of homes available right now, and you can check it out at WeickerGriffin.com.
You know you're the best, Chuck. I'm just telling you.
BetOnline is your number one source for all summer sports, from Major League Baseball, golf, to the NBA and NHL playoff stats. They've got all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet online, where the game starts.
The NCAA Golf Championships are underway for the women, and the Razorbacks are well represented out in Las Vegas. Arkansas, if you didn't know, is ranked number 9 in the country in women's golf. They are the number 2 seed in the regional in Las Vegas. Shauna Estes Taylor is about as good as the Razorbacks have on campus.
When I looked at the 6 sites, Vegas was probably the one that stood out the most to me. I've not been successful in the past years of getting the regional selection correct, but we have Kendall Todd on our team that transferred from UNLV. And I was kind of excited about that because she'll have some knowledge. That is one of their home golf courses. So I believe, you know, with her being in the lineup, we'll have an advantage, I think, knowing, you know, how the course plays and kind of what to look out for. Her and I went through the flyover yesterday just to kind of pick her brain on ways that we can continue to prepare this week. So I'm excited about that regional. I know we'll get good weather. I looked at the forecast and there's like a 2% chance of rain every day. So, you know, I think that's a benefit for us. And, you know, like I said, excited. We got to go do our job. We got to play good golf and hopefully we'll punch a ticket to Carlsbad, California.
All right, here's how it works, and it'll be this way when the men play in the NCAA tournament too. You've got single rounds on the first 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Everybody plays. Everybody on your team plays. You've got single rounds today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. There are 12 teams that are in this regional. After Wednesday, they go from 12 to 5. They pare it down. Those teams advance to the NCAA championships in Carlsbad, California, and those will begin on the 17th of the month. Arkansas's women's golf team, Arkansas's men's golf team, they always find themselves in these situations when we get to the postseason, and hopefully they can play well over the next couple of days. The NBA playoffs continue this week. A lot of the former Razorbacks, I say a lot, some of them are out. Anthony Black and the Magic are out. Ricky Council and the Sixers are out. There are some that are still alive. Daniel Gafford and the Magic, Isaiah Joe and Jalen Williams. They're playing one another in the Western Conference semifinals. It starts tomorrow night at 8:30. Daniel Gafford had a big role in their seven-game series win over the LA Clippers.
Gafford goes inside, lowers the shoulder, throws it down, and the foul!
Big key to the series, how Daniel Gafford muscles up, at least in my mind. One of the keys to the series, how Daniel Gafford muscles up with Chet Holmgren. Oklahoma City, the one seed in the Western Conference. They don't play until 8:30 tomorrow night. They'll lose me about halftime. The winner plays either Minnesota or Denver. They play game two of their series tonight. Minnesota's up one game to none. Over in the Eastern Conference, Indiana, the Knicks, play tonight game one of their semi. Cleveland takes on Boston in game one of their series tomorrow night. That series will be played in Boston. So how'd you do on the Bet Saracen app over the weekend in the NBA playoffs? It is Vegas, Arkansas style. It's Arkansas's favorite sports betting app. And one of the reasons is you've got the chance to place wagers on former Razorbacks. And there are still some of them in the NBA playoffs. You know, if you had it riding on the Hog baseball team, might not have gone so well over the weekend. But you'll have another chance this weekend when they play. There are always opportunities to wager on the Razorbacks. And that's what makes it fun at the Bet Saracen app. I know there are a lot of national sports betting apps. I also know there are laws in our state that keep them out of Arkansas. So if you're going to be the most prepared, and if you're going to just have the most fun, you've got to download the Bet Saracen app. If you've not downloaded it, do it today. They've got a How to Play video. They'll get you set up at the Bet Saracen app.
Mystic Dan is now come through on the inside. It is Mystic Dan down toward the inside with the lead in the final 16.
I think I enjoyed watching Mystic Dan win the Kentucky Derby more than anything I saw over the weekend. Just to give you an idea about how well these old boys from Arkansas that did going up there and winning the Kentucky Derby. Going into Saturday, Mystic Dan had won $648,000 in his career. Now, $648,000 is not a lot of money, it is. But when you talk about your investment in the horse, in terms of what it costs to buy, just the day-to-day upkeep, the training, I mean, $648,000 can be eaten up in a hurry. But for winning the Kentucky Derby, $3.1 million. Quite a payday. Got to be happy for all those guys. All right, that's enough for today. Plenty of stuff to watch this week. We'll do that. Hope you have a great week. We'll visit during the middle of the week. Until then, thanks for listening.
Subscribe to the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast. Go to hitthatline.com or search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't forget to rate, review, and share.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.